Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Nathan Zagura, Michael Regei, wrapping up another edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. If you guys missed it earlier, be sure to check it out either at clevelandbrowns.com or on the app. George O'Leary, Blake Bortles' coach at the University of Central Florida, was on to talk about his man early in the first hour of today's show. So definitely you want to check that out, hear what he had to say about his star quarterback and where he thinks he could go in this draft and what kind of a quarterback he thinks he will be in the National Football League. Let's bring in Megan Rock now. We're going to go through a little tweetage from the @Browns_daily Twitter handle. Megan, we'd ask people if they liked any of the quarterbacks, what they wanted to do at number four. What have people said and shared with us here on this day?
All right. @BDog1785 has his dream scenario, which is Manziel to Jacksonville, and we pick up Bortles. Then it's not on us if we take Manziel and he busts.
I think there's a lot of people who think that way, that they don't want the Browns. The people that don't want Manziel also don't want the Browns to be confronted with the prospect of taking Manziel, because that's going to be one that could go any number of ways. And if he goes and you pass on Johnny Manziel and he's good, that's not something you're going to – it's going to just go away. You're going to hear about that for
sure.
A while.
Manziel most notably, although, Nathan, I do believe if they pass on any of the quarterbacks that turns out to be – able to sustain his presence and be with a playoff-type football team, the Browns are going to hear about it. That just goes with the territory, though.
There is no question about it.
All right, @CoachDogBone says, if they take a quarterback at four, they really have to be sold on him because at four he has to start. I love Blake, but can he start now?
And I don't think he can. I think of the guys, and again, I'm biased, but I think of the guys that's the most ready to step in and start week one still to me is Teddy Bridgewater. Now, does Bortles have the size? Did he show improvement in his mechanics, especially on throws to the left side of the field? Yes, but he did that in a pro day environment where nobody is running at him and you don't revert to your instincts and your natural habits. It's easy, as any golfer would tell you, when you're on the driving range, it's easy to incorporate all those little swing fixes and you're really good. And then when you're hitting it for real, it's not quite as easy.
I would agree with you about Bridgewater, Nathan, as you said, if he had to come in and play. Okay.
I don't think he has to.
Do I believe he should and could he do that? I'm not sure, and get your team to, you know, a 9-10 win season. So I still get the feeling around here most Browns fans, most want Brian Hoyer to have that opportunity and then let somebody else develop behind him. Will that be the Browns' M.O.? We're going to find out in a couple weeks.
I believe Mike Pettine is going to instill a system of accountability, and if Teddy Bridgewater or any quarterback that is drafted by the Cleveland Browns comes in and outplays Brian Hoyer to the point where he is the better quarterback, I think he's going to play. If Brian Hoyer can build on what really is a two-game body of work in Cleveland, it's not like this is a full season.
No, of course not.
A two-game body of work here in Cleveland, if he can build on that and he's the best quarterback, he's going to be the guy. And I think ideally he would be the guy as a transition quarterback, or maybe someone who surprised you and says, hey, this is the guy, and now we're in a great situation where we've got two good quarterbacks.
Could be
for the Browns.
Right. I just think, though, you would have to outplay Hoyer significantly early on. Not just be even with them, or not just be a little bit ahead of them, be significantly better. That's right there, boom, for all of us to see.
And I think that's one thing, though, when you look at the rise of the Seattle Seahawks that you have to give Pete Carroll and John Schneider credit for, is they paid a bunch of money to Matt Flynn. They drafted Russell Wilson in the third round, and by the time we were ready to play real games, they had seen enough to make Russell Wilson their starter. If a situation like that happens, I think this team will do that, but I think right now it will be, as you said, is a team built to win now. They believe that they can win with Brian Hoyer, so they will have him as the starter, and whoever it is they draft will have an opportunity to compete with him, and if he beats them out, so be it. But otherwise, I think that's the way that they're going into it, at least to look at it initially.
All right, @LaCroixLife says, none of the quarterbacks excite him. He says, give me Sammy Watkins, then trade up for a quarterback they like most.
And I get that thought process, and a lot of people, Gerard Sherry just said he wants Watkins, and I understand wanting Watkins because not only does it give you an unbelievable offense in terms of sets of playmakers, it's a defensive matchup nightmare, also gives you a little insurance on the Josh Gordon side of things, which is something that I don't think can be overlooked, even though I love Flash and I want to see him playing on Sundays forever here in Cleveland. The one thing I didn't like about this part was then trade up for the quarterback you like most. I want the Browns, at least in the early part of the draft, if they're trading, to move back. And when I say move back, I don't want people to go crazy. I don't want them to move outside of the top 10. But if they did that, I still think they can get an impact player that they want, pick up another second, as you and I have talked about,
right.
Michael.
Yep.
If you have two firsts, 2 seconds, 2 thirds, and 2 fourths in this draft, have an opportunity to change the course of this franchise with a good draft.
Yeah, and people that talk about, quit valuing draft picks so much, listen, I understand, but you've got to understand, too, that this, by every consensus, is you're going to get starters and quality starters in the third round this year. Some organizations believe, Nathan, maybe even the fourth round, and I don't think that can be overlooked.
No, and the best in the business hit at about 50%. So if you can give yourselves now 8 as opposed to 7 and get 4 picks in the top 40, think about that. 4 picks in the top 40, which is if you make a trade
Minnesota.
And stay Minnesota.
You Minnesota have
4 in the top 40. Think about that. In this draft, most teams will have picked one player. The Browns will have added 4
yep.
by that same time. That
yep.
certainly would be a great, great scenario. Want to thank George O'Leary, head coach from the University of Central Florida, for being with us. Doug Deacon from the PNC Bank, Cleveland Browns Radio Network. Gerard Cherry, who you can hear next here on Julian Gerard on ESPN 850 WKNR. Megan Rock for helping us with the tweets, keeping the show moving along. And look for her Cleveland Browns Daily Wrap on ClevelandBrowns.com later today. Michael Regei will be back at
see you tomorrow,
again,
baby.
Tomorrow, my friend.
Can't
appreciate
wait.
It when we're back for another edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.